WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital minimalist. Welcome back to Detox Your Mind Daily, where we tackle those pesky tech traps and reclaim our mental peace, one bite-sized episode at a time. Today's topic, how to break free from that soul-sucking monster called comparison and envy. You know the feeling, right? Scrolling through perfectly curated feeds, watching everyone else seem to have it all figured out while you're just over here trying not to spill coffee on your Zoom meeting backdrop. It's a trap we all fall into, folks. We're wired for social comparison. It's part of the human experience, but in this hyper-connected world, it can feel like a relentless pressure cooker. But guess what? You don't have to be a prisoner of envy. Today, I'm dropping some serious truth bombs and actionable strategies to help you reclaim your inner peace and ditch that constant comparing game. First up, awareness is key. Seriously, the first step to breaking any bad habit is recognizing it's happening. So next time you find yourself spiraling into a pit of, why can't I be them? Or, look at how much better they have it, pause for a second and acknowledge that thought. Don't judge yourself for having it, just notice it and let it pass like a fleeting cloud. Second, curate your digital diet. Think of social media like fast food, a little now and then might be okay. But constantly indulging in the stuff can leave you feeling sluggish and unsatisfied. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or make you feel inadequate. Fill your feed with inspiring content, people you admire for their genuine awesomeness, and things that genuinely uplift you. Remember, you're in control of what you consume, so choose wisely. Next up, shift your focus from comparison to appreciation. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff in your own life. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Maybe it's finally mastering that sourdough recipe, acing that presentation at work, or simply having a great conversation with a friend. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to envy, so make a conscious effort to recognize and savor the positive aspects of your life. Another game changer? Remember that what you see online is often just a highlight reel. People tend to share their best moments, not their everyday struggles. So remember, that picture-perfect vacation or flawless work project doesn't tell the whole story. Life is messy, beautiful, and constantly evolving. Embrace the imperfections and celebrate the journey, not just the destination. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend. We all have insecurities and things we wish were different, but that doesn't make us any less worthy of love and happiness. Instead of beating yourself up over perceived shortcomings, focus on your strengths and celebrate the unique qualities that make you, well, you. Let me tell you, I've been there, guys. I've spent countless hours scrolling through social media, comparing myself to everyone else and feeling like I was constantly falling short. But it took a conscious effort to break free from that cycle of comparison and envy. And trust me, the journey is so much more fulfilling when you focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, and cultivate genuine self-love. Speaking of journeys, remember that time I tried to make sourdough bread during lockdown? Disaster. My kitchen looked like a flour bomb had exploded, but hey, at least I had a good laugh about it afterwards. It's those little moments that remind us that life is all about embracing the journey, not just striving for perfection. So, my friends, take these insights to heart and remember. You are worthy, you are capable, and you are enough. Don't let comparison steal your joy or hold you back from living your best life. This week, I challenge you to consciously curate your digital diet, spend a few minutes each day practicing gratitude, and celebrate your own unique journey. Share your thoughts with me on social media using hashtag digitalminimalism. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. And remember, keep detoxing your mind, one step at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.